Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Finance and Expenditure Committee spent most of its time this week hearing submissions on a bill setting up changes in the telecommunications broadband market. Speaking to the committee on Thursday was Telecom Chief Executive Paul Reynolds. He outlined his company's commitment to the ultra-fast broadband rollout.
We are deploying thousands of kilometres of fibre every year. It is the technology of the future. We have more of it in New Zealand than everyone else put together, including more than 26,000 kilometres of fibre in the ground already, thousands more being added every year. In fact, by the completion of our fibre to the node programme at the end of this year, more than 80% of New Zealanders will be within 2 kilometres of optical fibre.
Mr Reynolds explained what the bill meant to Telecom.
The legislation being considered today enables policies that will radically transform the telecommunications industry going forward and accelerate the deployment of even more fibre all the way to the home across urban New Zealand. And as such, we believe that our participation in the delivery of these policies is the right thing for New Zealand and the right thing for Telecom.
Later, Labor's finance spokesman David Cunliffe said he was concerned the bill was being rushed and that a future Labor government would review and amend it. He then asked Mr Reynolds what that might mean for telco investors.
To Mr Cunliffe's point, I think the whole issue of readdressing a proposal like this is the sort of thing that terrifies investors in New Zealand in telecommunications.
That's right.
And more broadly.
The Telecom Chief Executive explained why.
Investments of this nature require a certainty and a reasonable predictability of long-term returns. Not an assurance, but a reasonable predictability of long-range returns. And therefore, a thorough and quick process that can enable us to alight on the right measures and stick by them is important for New Zealand and for Telecom.
But Mr Reynolds said he felt Telecom had been properly consulted.
Telecom has been pleased to ask for extension and participate fully in the written phase of this process. I do understand the tight legislative time frame that's been operated to. These are your matters in government.
Telecom Chief Executive Paul Reynolds. Earlier in the week, the business of that committee also came up in the House during question time when David Cunliffe raised his concern that the bill was being fast-tracked with this question to the committee's chairman, Craig Foss.
Why is he attempting to ram through complex technical submissions on a huge and complex bill in only one week?
And while that question was ruled out of order, Mr Cunliffe had another procedural question for Mr Foss.
How many minutes has he allocated for the oral hearing of each submission wishing to be heard?
That question was in order and Mr Foss gave this answer.
10 minutes, indicative 10 minutes was allocated to help our agenda through this week. But as we know this morning, we've had about 5 or 6 submissions, of which the longest took 40 minutes.
And despite Mr Cunliffe's concerns, the Finance and Expenditure Committee did get through all this week's scheduled submissions. It'll continue hearing submissions on the telecommunications, TSO, broadband and other matters amendment next week and is due to report back on the bill by the 16th of May. Looking at another of this week's committee meetings now and a review of Parliament's standing orders. They are the rules governing parliamentary and legislative process, and on Thursday the Standing Orders Committee heard from Graham Edgler, a member of the public who suggested how they could be improved.
Have extended sitting hours, having that as the default when the government wants to move through something more quickly than the legislative process would allow would be generally beneficial. Extra sitting hours on whether it's a Wednesday or a Thursday morning or something like that, but without having to necessarily be an urgency and perhaps miss question time.
And Mr. Edgler had another recommendation.
Sometimes you watch general debate and you can have really interesting speeches, and other times a party would like the parliament to look at something and they can't get a notice on motion to be agreed to be voted on because it takes up time. My suggestion is we'll just allow a member to move one of their motions as part of the general debate. No one else would have to speak on it. At the end, you could have a voice vote, yes, no. Perhaps party vote if the party wanted it.
Graham Edgler, a member of the public, making a submission on the review of Parliament's standing orders on Thursday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.